This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress note on Kenneth Schulte. Last name S-C-H-U-L-T-E, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Plays with the Pines of Lapeer. Assisted living. Date was the September 8th, 2022. New paragraph, chief complaints. Mr. Schulte was seen for evaluation for dementia, period. He also has been complaining of buttock pain last week, period. He is up and about, was mildly unsteady gait using a walker, but he's doing fairly well overall, period. Overall in that respect. New paragraph history. Mr. Schulte is slightly weak in the right upper extremity, needs help moving his right arm, period. This is due to a neurologic degenerative disease, period. He also has spinal stenosis, period. He had buttock pain about a week or two ago, and I ordered a Doppler rule out peripheral arterial disease in addition to his spinal stenosis, but that hasn't been done yet, period. New paragraph, from the standpoint of his memory, he seems to be mostly oriented and he has had a slight decline, but it's not extreme, period. He denies major cognitive problems, period. He denies having a history of stroke, but he has been a bit declining in function. And has a bit of debility, period. New paragraph. His pain seems to be controlled currently with Tylenol, 500 milligrams every 6 hours. Period. Independent review of systems, constitutional. He has a history of migraine, but no current headaches, period. His back pain is controlled, period. Eye, no complaints. ENT denies complaints. Respiratory denies dyspnea, cough, cardiovascular, chest pain, or other symptoms. Neurologic, at the moment he has no headaches, no dizziness, think of your seizures, and he denies any falls. New paragraph, passes is positive for migraine, back pain, spinal stenosis, right leg cellulitis. Constipation. After soft reflux disease, history of alcohol excess. New paragraph. Family history, his father died with alcoholism, period. His mother died at 39 of muscular dystrophy. He has a living sibling with no issues and one sibling that's deceased and one that's estranged. The paragraph. An examination, he's not acutely ill or distressed and is adequately nourished. Head neck is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal. Oral mucosa normal. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation period. The vascular normal heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. CNS. He's weak in the right upper extremity and actually needed help from the other arm to move the right arm up, period. Cranials are grossly normal, period. Sensation is intact. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Schulte has, well, trained to put down a mental status exam. I did the false admitting mental status exam, period. He scored 23 out of 30, period. He lost his 3 points in recall, period. He was completely oriented to time and place and could register, period. He scored perfect in attention. In spelling world backwards, period, you're going to repeat name, read, write, and copy, and carry out the three-stage command, period. He did score 0 out of 2 in the clock line, period. He placed the numbers correctly, but did not place the time correctly for 10 minutes past 11. Two paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Schulte has mild cognitive impairment and may be progressing to dementia, period. I don't think I have enough to definitively diagnose dementia. He seems to be able to make basic decisions for himself, period. However, he's at risk of developing dementia, period. Two, he has spinal stenosis and the pain is controlled, period. He ambulates with a walker. New paragraph. Three, he has right upper extremity weakness, period. Four, he is stable from the standpoint of his migraine, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.